Why are girls always looking for love? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Annie Laubert, who was betrayed by love and instead became a call girl.
Yeah, I think that from the time a child is born, their need for love exists. We are meant to be loved and to love people. And that is why I know for me, growing up as a young girl, I always loved those fairy tale movies and was hoping for this Prince Charming to sweep me off my feet.
Yeah.
And I always yearned to have a father's love. Mm. And for me, not having my dad around made it very difficult. And so as I started to grow up, I looked for love in men, in relationships. And when those would fail, my heart would get crushed over and over and over.
Yeah, you know, the question is, why do girls look for love so much? And honestly, growing up, I never really paid attention much to that. I wasn't really aware of that. But now, especially having a daughter, oh my gosh, she is just like a vacuum for love. And honestly, I just love giving it to her. Mm-hmm. You know, but she not only exuberates and gives so much love, but there really is almost a higher demand for love compared to that of my son.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there are a lot of women in this day and in this way that we live in our culture where marriages, where there's divorces and there's fatherless homes, there's a desperation for love and people mm-hmm. will do anything for love. And it starts out easy, simple, innocent, and then it can lead you down roads you never thought you'd be on. And that's how it was for my life. I never thought I would date one guy after another. My hope was to get married, have kids, live happily ever after. But after your heart gets broken, you go into this, to that, to this, to that, and you wonder, how did I get here? And when will the cycle end? Will I ever find someone who will just love me, take care of me?
And I think a lot of women would echo, you know, that same desire and would really match with your heart there, Kathleen. But, you know, I think that's why probably in Ephesians chapter 5:25, why the Bible would say this. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." You know, it's interesting because it doesn't say husbands, you know, respect, which husbands should respect their wives.
Right.
But there is something about the way a woman is made, mm-hmm. needing the love of a husband, but most of all, needing love. And I mean, where can you find that? Because honestly, sometimes people can't find that in people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find it in God.
And that's what happened to me when I finally realized there was someone greater than a man, that there was Jesus, a savior who loved me. I stopped looking for it in men and I said, "I just want you, God. I don't even want to meet anyone." But of course, he had a gift, which was you for
Amen.
Me.
Amen, which I love.
But I always put him first and he gives me that love. So if you're looking for love, turn to Jesus. He will fulfill you. Let's hear from Annie after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Annie Laubert, who's a former call girl. She became sex trafficked, but she's not today. Something miraculous happened, and we're going to hear her testimony. Let's welcome to the show, Annie. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you. We're so glad to have you and to hear how the Lord has changed your life. When you were younger, I understand that you were abused at 8 years old by your father. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I was abused at 8 years old, but prior to that, my family was very, very abused by my father. He would hit my mom in front of us children, and he would hit my brothers in front of us, and he would hit us girls, my sister and I, and he was yelling all the time. But at 8 years old, this was a different type of abuse. The abuse that I experienced was actual sexual abuse from one of our neighbors. Mm. And it was repeated for almost 2 years, and I never told anyone.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And so from there, I understand that you felt kind of like it was bottled up and you became rebellious as a teenager. What happened?
Yeah, I got really, really upset because I felt like everything that was happening to my family and myself, that it wasn't fair, and that, you know, the only solution to that, of course, is trying to play and have fun. And when you're a teenager, you're just in this growth stage of puberty and rebellion, and, you know, you're testing the waters. And I noticed that boys were looking at me, and not only did I not think I was worthy or loved, I felt just ugly all the time. But when boys started paying attention to me, there was something inside of me that sparked something that made me happy. And that little hole in my heart that was broken was getting filled by the attention of the boys and, you know, drinking, having parties. And I met this boy and I gave him my virginity. And of course, we were supposed to get married and all that romantic things that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I basically got in a really bad fight with him because he was sleeping with several of my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And so we broke up and my heart was completely broken. And I never forget telling my mom that day. I was like, you know what? I am done. I'm never, ever going to be nice to a boy again. I'm just going to treat men, you know, the way they've treated me and get revenge. And, mm-hmm. you know, I went back into high school after that breakup and I just became this crazy person, like this relationship chaser. That's all I wanted to do. And basically when I left high school, I got 3 jobs of a total workaholic because I believed that, you know, having money and success would make me feel better. And I want to go to college, but I could not afford it. Mm-hmm. So I was going out to the clubs with my girlfriend. We had a fake identity. Identification. And one night we were out dancing and it was a Tuesday night. I think it was ladies night. And we were at this club called Marshall's and these two guys walked in and they had fur coats on. We should have known, oh, something's wrong. But we just decided to talk to them, which was the dumbest thing we could have probably done. And they bought us drinks and they started telling us about how rich they were and how successful they were. And my girlfriend starts dating one of the guys. And of course, the guy that I was talking to, I really didn't think he was attractive, but my girlfriend got really hung up on this guy that she was speaking with. Mm. And she started seeing him and he bought her this huge diamond ring and gave her her keys to his Benz, his drop top Benz. And then next thing I know, she's calling me from Hawaii and she tells me to come out to Hawaii because she has something to show me and there's a new way to make money. And I came out to Hawaii on a vacation. And basically the first night that I worked, I turned my first date. And what I mean by that is I turned my first trick, which is to sell yourself for an amount of money. Wow. And I didn't even have to have sex.
Mm.
My girlfriend showed me how to do it. And I was like, this is cool. Like, I can't believe I could get money and power from men like this. This is crazy.
Wow.
And so I decided that this is what I was going to do for my life. Actually, it wasn't even a plan. I thought maybe I'll just work 6 months and I'll stop. But you know as well as I do, that money is a slippery slope.
Mm.
It is a slippery, slippery slope. And I basically got so addicted to the lifestyle. I started to dance. I quit all 3 of my jobs. I started to dance in Minnesota as an exotic dancer. And not very long into it, I met this man that walked up to the stage and threw a bunch of money on the stage for me. And he bought me a rose and bought me a drink. And we started dating. And I didn't know it, but he was an undercover pimp.
Mm.
He was also a drug dealer, which I didn't find that out till later because I started drilling him and questioning him. And I didn't like that he was a drug dealer. I was kind of offended by it. And even though I helped him with a couple transactions, I honestly did, just trying to help him out. And I knew he was on probation, but I told him, I said, look, why don't you come to Las Vegas with me? My girlfriend that was in Hawaii, she lives now in Vegas because her boyfriend, I didn't say pimp at the time, has a house in Vegas. But he had houses all over the place because he was one of those circuit pimps.
Wow.
And so I came to Las Vegas the first night that I worked. I went out there, made a bunch of money, signed up with the escort services. An escort service is a place where people send you out on calls, which are in the casinos in different hotel rooms. And then you get the agency fee, which is normally $150 to $250. Nowadays, I think it's a little higher, but you give that entire fee to the agency and then you get your tips above that. Wow. So a typical call is $650, $1,000, $2,000 average for us back then. Mm. And I made a lot of money.
Well, let me ask you this too, Annie. You have this guy and you didn't know he was a pimp. How long were you with him until he finally exposed, hey, I'm a pimp, you need to work for me?
That was the first night that I worked in Vegas. He beat me down because I wouldn't give him my money.
Oh.
He told me that he was going to be my pimp.
Oh, okay. So now you're like working for
oppressed.
Him. So even though you were into this kind of line of work where you're dancing and, you know, making money from men, now it's like he's saying, now you're working for me. You're not doing this on your own. You're going to be with these guys.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, he was the boss. He was the pimp. But I was in love with him. It was too late at that point.
And how were your emotions at that time? I mean, were you on cloud nine or were you depressed or?
Oh, I was completely depressed. He took all my identification away and I couldn't even function without him. To be honest with you, I was so struck and so strung out on him as far as my heart. Mm-hmm. There is no way that I could recover from getting away from him. I was too weak inside my mind and too weak inside my heart. And that's what happens to a lot of the girls that fall in love with these pimps, that they become weak and they don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And all they think they can do is stay with this person because they think that if they leave him, no one's going to love them. And that's the isolation that they play and the manipulation that they play and the coercion that happens and the fraud and all the lies and the brainwashing that happens.
Yeah.
It's called the grooming stage and the breaking stage. The grooming stage when they first meet you, but when they break you, you have no choice. If you decide to be broken, you know, you can try to walk out that door, but he will chase you down with a gun or he will threaten your family's life or your life. And he will tell you that you'll never, ever be free ever.
Wow. Well, there are people listening now who are broken and they may not be getting, you know, pimped out. Or maybe there are some people listening that are like, hey, I know exactly what she's going through and I need help. And we're going to pray for them and we're going to have you on our next show to share how you got out of this lifestyle and how you're helping people now. So we're going to pray for those who are hopeless and need a way out, Annie. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Well, Father God, wow, this is such a story of the danger of not knowing who you are and chasing after money, chasing after things. Father, I think that this is something that we can all fall into the trap of. And it might not be to that extent, but it's still the same lure. It's still the same trap. So Father, right now, if there's anyone who's listening saying, I don't know who I am. I need to know who I am and be solid in that.
Yes.
And not be chasing after the wind. Father, let us right now stop chasing and just to stop and to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Jesus, I'm done running away and I'm ready to turn to you. I'm opening the door of my heart to you. Come, Lord Jesus, change my life. Help me to stop running. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Join us next time to hear the rest of Annie's story. You're listening to Real Life.